Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. This show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. It's my hope that you will come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. Each week, we'll have an exciting array of diverse guests who will all point up the fact that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. And I don't know what happened to my intro, but that's all right. Sometimes the studio doesn't behave. Anyhow, tonight it's my extreme pleasure to welcome back Corby Mitlide, who is a psychic medium and channeler. She's been on the mystic's path for 40 years, meeting challenges, always questioning, leading the examined life. This road has illuminated an essential cosmic truth. That is that God gives all of us what we need for a life filled with miracles and joy, and as long as our hearts are open, whole, and aligned with our source energy, anything is possible. Don't forget, it never hurts to bring laughter on the path with you. If she can share that blessing with you, she feels she's doing things right. Corby is a psychic channel and medium, as I mentioned, reading since 1973. She travels coast to coast and into Canada as a full-time intuitive counselor. She's appeared frequently on radio and television and is an inspirational teacher and facilitator. She's a featured guest in Robert Schwartz's breakthrough series, Your Soul's Plan and Your Soul's Gift. Her certifications and affiliations include being a certified professional tarot reader through the Tarot Certification Board of America, a member of the American Tarot Association, and an ordained minister of the Sanctuary of the Beloved. Her specific skills include tarot and oracle divination, deck readings, spiritual intuitive counseling, past life retrieval and analysis, mediumship, and spirit guide conferences, including speaking with one soul or higher self. Please visit her website at firethroughspirit.com, and you can also find her on Facebook at Fire Through Spirit. And I'm going to introduce her now. Corby, once again, how are you tonight?
Ready to rock and roll. So glad to be back, David. How are you?
I'm excellent. It's always a pleasure to have you here. You wanted to talk a little bit about your Facebook page.
Yes. I really love the Facebook page. I've got one that is called Fire Through Spirit. It's set aside. What I'm doing this year for people is we're doing a weekly blog, and it's on things like priorities and clarity, the philosophy of asking, how to go with the flow, things like that. But the key is we give you the blog on Monday, but then we give you 4 days of exercises so that you take the ideas and you can work with them. You can see how they are in the world. You can see if they're going to change things for you. And we also have tips and good news and shout-outs to links we like and weekend wind-down suggestions. So we're very, very active on the Fire Through Spirit page, and it's full of wonderful, yummy, free stuff for all the listeners. So absolutely, go like Fire Through Spirit. You are not going to be disappointed.
Sounds great. And just to let the listeners know, if you enjoy what you're hearing tonight, Corby is now available to do calls, readings via calls, and she's booking in advance. So call soon if you want to have a full-length reading. It's worth every penny, so keep that in mind. And what is the best way for people to get in touch with you, through your website?
The website is corbymitlide.com. That's CORBIEMITLEID. You'll see it says contact us. You can write to me and ask me, you tell me what kind of a reading you want, when you're available, and we will get it scheduled. I will tell
Why
you
don't
right
we talk...
now, my signature reading, my soul plan reading, is already booking out into May.
Beautiful. That's the way. That's what we like to hear. Like to keep spiritually gifted people busy and getting remunerated for their services, because there are a lot of talented.
My grandmother would say, "From your mouth to God's ears, David."
Right. Well, before we begin, why don't you talk a little bit about what people. What kinds of readings they could get when they book a session with you?
Okay. I'm what I call a general practitioner, and you'll see several different kinds of readings on the website. A general reading is what I call the everyday tour bus. House, car, job, kids, finances. Okay, gotcha, put me here. I need a few clues. That's the everyday stuff. I also do soul plan readings, which are readings that are based on the work I did in Robert Schwartz's books. I do Create Your Sentence of Passion, when you really want to find out what is the core sentence, your rallying cry that will help you live your purpose in the world. I help people brainstorm their New Age businesses very often. And tonight, what we're going to be able to do, because I think that's important, absolutely. Anything with tarot, that's a piece of cake. I can read in my sleep. If a spirit guide comes through, sure, I'll do a little numerology with people. I'll do a little bit about past lives. The only thing that I will not do on the radio is mediumship, and this is why. I don't just go and fish. I see a woman in a flower dress. Her name starts with G. I think it's your grandmother. For me, mediumship is terribly important but terribly private, because when I get your people, I will not censor, and there may be very personal, private things that don't belong on the radio. So if you want mediumship, please do call me to make a personal appointment so that we can do it together. All of the appointments made with me personally, you're going to get an MP3 recording of it, so you have it to keep. So tonight, all the practical questions, maybe spirit guides come in, we'll do a little numerology, you want to do past lives, I'm right there. Fair enough?
Sounds good. Well, should we take a couple of calls, and maybe we can talk in between some calls?
Sure. Let's get started.
Okay. Our first caller is Kimberly. Kimberly, you're live on the air. Say hello to Corby.
Hi, Corby. How are you?
Hey, Miss Kim. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
What can I do for you?
Well, my question is about transitioning after this year for my career. I'm teaching, but I no longer want to teach anymore. I've been doing it for 13 years, and I just need a little direction on what to do in the following months.
Okay. First of all, Kim, give me your birthday, just the month and the day.
11/5.
All right. That's 16, and this year's master number of 9, that's 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 6 is 9, brings it to 25, and that goes to a 7. When you do numerology, you bring it down to a single number. And a 7-year is a sabbatical year. It's the year where you can really tell everybody else to take a hike, and you can go and sit on the mountain and talk with God. Hello, God, I need a few clues. It truly is a year for you to figure out what is your core passion, what do you want to keep, change, and dump. I'll also tell you it's a very important year for you health-wise. Whatever you do, you're going to get double brownie points. So you can either do all the dumb stuff or all the good stuff. You're going to get twice the bang for the buck, so do the smart thing. Now, if you are waiting until next year, 2017, to make the changes in your career, that's actually better, because next year for you is an 8-year, and an 8-year is fabulous for career and money and finances. So do you have any idea what you want to transition to, or are you totally up in the air?
Well, I think I really want to go back to school. I always wanted to be a physician, and I have an option to become a physician assistant.
PAs are necessary, and an 8-year is also an educational year. Let me pull some cards. How is our girl going to do going back to school and being a PA? The first card I pull is the Princess of Cups, which always talks about new opportunities. And I call it the ninth grader card, if you can imagine a ninth grader with a backpack staring at the door of the high school the first day and going, I'm going to rule this place in 6 months. So that's how it's going to feel going back to school. Interestingly, your second card is the Four of Wands, but it's reversed, which I think means it's not going to feel like you're moving into a whole new career. There is so much. When I was an executive recruiter, there was something called transferable skills, things that you do in one arena that you bring into the next. And I think that your skills as a teacher are actually going to be very important to be a good PA. The final card is the Prince of Cups, and that tells me when you graduate, you're going to be able to go back to something, possibly a location that you loved before. If you've moved away from home, or if there's a place you've always wanted to be, it sounds like do your schoolwork well and you will be able to get a job in that area. There's not a bad card here.
Okay. Okay.
Does that help?
Yes, it did. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Good luck.
Thank you.
Yes, Kimberly. Yeah, best wishes to you, hon. God bless.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank
you're
you.
Welcome. Okay, our next caller is Kathy. And I'm trying to bring her live.
Okay.
Sometimes it takes a little. Hang in there, Kathy.
Okay. Folks, always tell me where you're from, city and state, because that helps me zone in on you.
Okay, folks. Did you hear that? Still trying to bring her up. Okay,
hi.
Kathy, you're live on the air. Say hello to Corby.
Hi, Corby. I'm from, Edgewater, Maryland.
Got it. Your brother went to school in Balmer. You can tell because
Balmer?
I pronounced it right. So I know exactly where you are. What can I do for you tonight?
I'd like to know about retirement.
Wouldn't we all? All right, give me your birthday, month and day, my dear.
December 13th.
12 plus 13, 25. You, boy, I'm getting sevens tonight. This is a sabbatical year for you, too. You come down to a seven. So it's a very good year for you to decide, as far as retirement goes, what is going to feed me well. And feed you well doesn't just mean food on the table. It's feed your heart, feed your mind. Because when you're retired, you have to spend a lot of time making sure that your mind is still growing and you're still growing. Okay?
Yep.
So, what year are you planning to retire? Are you checking to see what year that might be?
I was thinking next year, but I'm not sure now.
All right. How old are you?
I'm 62.
All right. So, 18, 19. No, excuse me. 17, 18, 19, 20. 21. Let's take a look over the next 5 years and see where's best for you. All right. What it's looking like to me is you not next year. 18 is the best. The reason I say that is it's the sun. The sun card is a very powerful major arcana card. It talks about the sun rising on new opportunities, no shadows. If you retire in 17, it's the Ace of Swords. You're going to have to really be very careful and very objective and look carefully at your finances. It'll just feel much easier if you can just make it to 2018. Okay,
mm-hmm.
After that, 19, 20, and 21 all look like diminishing returns. So I'd say 2 years is good.
Okay. All right. That sounds good.
Any other questions, or are you okay for now?
I think I'm okay for now. Thank you.
Terrific.
Oh, Powerball. She goes Powerball numbers.
Let me tell your husband. Whenever anyone asks me for lottery numbers or Powerball numbers or lucky numbers, I look at them and say, me first. Besides, if your psychic is not at least driving a Lexus, how do you know they know?
Yeah.
Tell him I will cheer him on if he picks the right ones on his own.
He's laughing.
Best of luck, Kathy.
Thank you.
Take care.
God bless, Kathy. You take care, hon.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay. So, Corby, you've been on this path for 40 years. How did it all begin?
Well, when I was 9, I read a book called The Witch Family by Eleanor Estes. And instead of thinking, ooh, that's scary or ha, 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 I thought, okay, and your point is, I knew there was magic in the world and I just wanted to go find it. Fast forward to 1973, when I was a senior in high school working part-time at Spencer Gifts. That was the year Live and Let Die came out with Jane Seymour as Solitaire. They had the James Bond 007 tarot deck and I bought it. I mean, we were all hippies then. You had to have a deck. So I spent 20 years just reading for friends, learning how to keep myself out of it and be a real clear channel. So all of a sudden in 1994, I could do hands-on healing and talk to dead people with no training. That's when I figured God handed me my draft notice and said, hello, you're working for me. I did it part-time on 9/11 when I looked at the towers burning and I looked at my husband and I said, I need to do this full-time. People need to know there are other answers out there. And he said, I believe in you. Go do it. And that's how I went full-time.
Beautiful. Well, our next caller is Rose. Let's see if I can bring her up any more easily. Hang in there, Rose.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Rose. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
Where in Jersey?
West New York.
Oh, yeah, I know where you are. I grew up in Cherry Hill. So, you know,
oh,
when it's Jersey,
right.
It's
That's...
always what exit, where on the turnpike, that kind of thing.
Right.
What can I do for you today?
Well, I've been applying for different jobs, and I want to know what you see with regards to that.
Okay, when you say applying for different jobs, are there any that are in the pipeline right now?
No, I've just been sending my resume.
Okay. Let me pull some general cards for you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. It's interesting. The first card you have is the King of Cups, which tells me that whatever job you get, it's not a matter of what your skills are. It's going to be a matter of the emotional bond. Do they like you? You know, when you're just a cog in the wheel, it's what are your skills? But I have a feeling with you, there's going to be some direct work with your supervisor, and there really has to be that click of chemistry. Number two is the Nine of Cups, which tells me, yeah, you're going to get a job. It's the wishes fulfilled card. But it also says, be careful what you wish for, because you're going to get it. So don't waste time just sending out resumes to get any job, or you may end up with something where you feel like you're dying by inches. You told the universe you wanted a job, but you didn't specify whether you had to like it. Now, the third point is the Queen of Swords. And the Queen of Swords, she's the one who's in her head, not her heart. So that tells me that the challenge is going to be, where you are, there's going to be one woman who thinks she knows it all, and you can't go head-to-head with her, all right? It's not a matter of your boss who likes you versus the woman who feels threatened by you. You're going to have to learn to be very, very diplomatic. Now, how long have you been looking for a new position?
Oh, a few months. I've been temping and in the meantime.
Temping is always good. Let me take a look and see. Now, the first card I pull is in March there is going to be an opportunity for something lucrative. I think it's going to be a longer-term temp, but it's going to be paying more than you're getting right now. April, now, I think that keep sending out the resumes because there's something very good in April. The reason I say that is it's the Fool card. And the Fool card is not the stupid person. It's the exuberant rookie. But it's going to be a new path, and you have to carry very little old baggage. You have to walk in there confident that you can do this, not afraid. But I think that your not having a permanent job is going to be done within the next 60 to 90 days. Right?
Wonderful.
You may, in fact, have to leave this long-term lucrative temp job that I'm seeing and make a decision. Do I want to jump for this job, or is this money good enough for now? Okay?
Okay.
Hang in there, girl.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thanks for calling, Rose. God bless.
David.
Okay. Have a beautiful evening.
You too.
Next, we have a gentleman named Bren. And, Bren, you're live on the air with Corby.
Yes, hi.
Hi, Bren. Where are you from?
Hi, Corby. Yes, I'm from New York City, New York.
Okay. What can I do for you?
Okay, I have a specific question, and that is that I've been doing foot reflexology for a long time, and and I still feel like I'm going to, you know, keep doing it, but I'm wanting to expand into some other areas of healing, and I started doing this, it's more like from my guidance, it's like a kind of energy healing, auric, like cleansing type of modality, and I'm just kind of in the, you might say, stumbling stages of it. I'm just trying to kind of get used to doing that, and it's kind of, right now, it's kind of more like an improv. I kind of don't have any, I try to just go with the flow. But, so my question is, long story short, is that how do you see this developing? Is it going to evolve into something that I can feel confident in, you know, that I have more confidence so I can really start bringing it to clients? Because right now I'm practicing it on people just, you know, just to try it out.
Okay. I do think that you'll do well, but what came to mind was something called Seikijutsu. It is, if you will, the practice of non-subtle energy medicine. I have no idea why that came to mind, because I've never experienced it. But
how
I would suggest
that
you look it up online. It's the Japanese art of working with concentrated life force energy for healing. So
right.
I have a feeling what you're doing. I'll spell it for you. Seikijutsu.
Okay, sorry, my pen just...
S-E-I-K-I. S-E-I-K-I, new word, J-U-T-S-U.
Oh, like jutsu.
Yes. Like jutsu.
Okay.
This is a little different. What I'm seeing is what you're getting may actually be already out there in a form you just don't know yet. So your guys are laughing and saying, don't reinvent the wheel. You're doing in the right direction. And my sense is, if you just know somebody else out there does that, all of your stumbling will go away. You're stumbling because it's, oh, my God, I'm inventing something new. Is this what I'm supposed to do? Yes, it is. Now, what I do want to do is I want to pull a couple of oracle cards for you.
Okay.
That will help you figure out how to make this puppy really work for you. Okay?
Sure. Thank you.
The first one, these are all Archangel Michael cards, I think, from Diane Virtue, Dorian Virtue.
Right.
The first one
right.
is you're seeing the situation accurately. So, yes, you know that this should be a way that you are morphing your work. Foot reflexology is like on a lower rung. Anybody
mm-hmm.
could do it, but you have to be able to harness the subtle energies of a higher vibe in order to do this new work that you're doing. Number two,
right.
make a peace offering, and that's with yourself.
Uh-huh.
Okay, there is a fabulous, fabulous phrase called stumbling toward enlightenment, and
like
that's
that.
What you're doing.
Yeah.
And remember,
right.
when we stumble, it doesn't mean we're stupid or we're screwing up. It just means that we're catching ourselves and we're learning from that, and it will help direct our path better. Okay?
Okay.
Third tip, there you are. It's the card says yes, and it's the card that has Ganesh on it, the Hindu god of obstacles. And when he shows up, it's always, relax, we have this handled, you will do well. So what I'm telling you is enjoy what you're doing. It probably has already been invented, so go find out who invented it, find out the name of what you're doing, and proceed with joy.
Okay.
How can healing be bad?
All right. Well, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Great. All right. Take care. Thank you.
Okay.
Have a nice night, Bren. Thank you for calling.
Thanks. Take care now. Bye-bye.
All right. You do the same.
Yep.
Okay. Our next caller is Michelle. Michelle, you're live on the air.
Hi. Thank you. Hi, I'm calling from San Jose, California.
Okay, Michelle, what can we do for you?
Well, it's really about the immediate future. I'm looking for a job. I'm kind of down to the wire, and I do think something will happen soon. But I it's just taken so long. I'm just wondering where you saw me going, when it's going to happen.
Okay, first of all, what kind of work are you looking for? Let me tune my executive recruiter part of my brain in with this for you.
I'm an engineer, and I generally work with, you know, aircraft and generally the defense industry of some sort.
Okay. I used to be an executive recruiter for engineering and manufacturing. Baby, I know where you are.
Okay.
Whether it's industrial or electronic or electrical or whatever. So, first of all, should she stay in engineering? The Ace of Pentacles, yes, you should. Are any of the places that she's already applied going to hire her? The Star card says yes. You're not going to see it coming, but yes. But for the meantime, should she keep looking and keep applying? The Seven of Cups is the Fantasy card, which says don't shoot it all over the map. If there is a certain company you want to work for, I know this is a psychic show, but I'm going to go into my left brain and give you a hint. Do not necessarily look for jobs in the paper or on whatever website it is, because that's a cattle call. If you're good, then you write to at least five of the companies that you really want to work for, and you find out, you do your deep dish research, and you find out who you would work for, okay? If you were particularly good on jet propulsion and you wanted to work for Lockheed Martin, then you would go ahead and look for who is the head of the jet propulsion crew, Lockheed Martin. That's the one you would write to immediately with your resume and a cover letter and say, I'm interested, I will be calling you for discussion about opportunities. The reason you do this, number one, you're being proactive, not reactive. You're not just one of the cattle. Number two, if he likes what he sees but doesn't have a place for you, he might pass it on to somebody else in the firm saying, look, John, it's Barry, this looks like a good person, we don't have any space, maybe you do. Let them do some of the work for you. Okay?
Yeah. Yep.
Like I said, that's the left part of the brain. When are you going to get something? Let me pull for the year. Okay. June. It may not be until June to get you settled, but something is coming up in June that I think you will be very pleased with. Can you hang till June, or are you like really a tin cup and pencil stage?
No, I gotta be going before June. I mean, I've got a few irons in the fire. It's just so weird because things aren't happening, and I'm not used to that. But they're just
it's an
not.
Election year. That's why not. They don't know whether the next president is going to be a hawk or a dove. So. If you want to just give me the initials of the companies where you've applied, I'll see if any of them are going to tweak.
Okay. One that I'm really – can I give you, like, the location?
Sure.
Okay. One is Camarillo, California.
Okay. Next.
One is at a company that's RC.
Okay.
In Irvine, California.
Okay.
I almost think those are the only two things going on right now. I thought there was more, but then there probably is. I can't keep track because
okay.
It's stretched out.
I'm not sure about the one in the first one you mentioned in Camarillo because there's a very hard-nosed HR person there that wants people to walk on water and cook bacon and all that. However, I think that you are in have made at least the first cut in the second one that you mentioned. Okay, so that's still in the fire. You might have you called them and said hello. What's happening?
Just got submitted today.
Okay. Somebody's already seen it.
Yeah. Okay. There was another one. Don't remember the name of the company. It was out in Newark, California.
Okay. You in your 20s, your 30s, how old are you? I'll tell you what.
50s.
You're in your 50s. Okay. Because the card is the Princess of Swords. That means they want young puppies. But
yeah.
The younger they are, the less they have to pay them. That's part of the
yeah.
problem. So that one I'm not feeling so great about.
Yeah.
All right. I hope that's given you a little bit of insight. All the very best of luck.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Good night, Michelle. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Just to let everybody know that's on the line now, we should be able to get to all of you. For anybody that calls in after that, that's another story. I'm trying to mute your microphone, Michelle. Hold on. There you go. Okay, our next caller is Laura. Laura, I'm bringing you live. It's taking a moment. There you are. Say hello to Corby.
Hey, Corby.
Hey, Laura, where are you calling from?
I'm in New Jersey.
Where in Jersey? What's your exit?
4, Maple Shade.
Grew up in Cherry Hill, went to Cherry Hill East. Hello, neighbor.
Hi.
So, Maple Shade still next to Merchantville?
Yes.
Yep, know it well. What can I do for you, Laura?
I'd like to know what you see for me around work, maybe moving on to another job or company. What do you see going around at work?
Okay,
for
what
me?
Is it that you do?
I develop training materials, training programs.
Okay, and do you do it as for a company rather than your own, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, pulling three cards. You stay with the company, tough it out. You look for a job at another company, or you decide, I'm going to take the bit in the teeth and I'm going to be an entrepreneur and train as a consultant. People hire me from company to company. Because those are really your three options here, correct?
Yes.
Okay. If you stay with your current company, I want you to be careful. The first card I pull is the Seven of Swords, which is sneaking around, lying, taking advantage. So there is some level that somebody is going to either take advantage of what you do or your reputation. However, the Empress card says that there is, maybe it's the person in HR who understands, and that person is going to be shut down flat. The last card is Six of Wands, which is teamwork, victory through teamwork. I think as long as the company can back you in getting the work done that you need, the supplies that you need, the time you need to do it, you should be fine. But you're going to have to convince them a little bit with that. If you move on to another company, wow, looks great. The Nine of Cups is the Wishes Fulfilled card. The Queen of Wands says that there is a diva there. Now, divas are not bad people. Divas are just the ones that walk into a room 3 feet before they walk into a room. They're the ones that everybody, the head swivels and go, oh, it's her. That is the person that would hire you. And the following card is the High Priestess. They would expect you to be the trainer to end all trainers, so you're going to have to live up to it. But if they do, you are there for the long term. If you decide to do it as an entrepreneur, I wouldn't recommend it. This is why. Four of Wands. In the beginning, it would look absolutely wonderful. You'd get some great gigs, and you'd think, wow, why didn't I think of this before? But after that comes the Tower card. There will be something that happens either with your finances or with a company that really takes you down. And the last card is the Princess of Pentacles, which is a Vision Quest sadder but wiser card. So I really wouldn't advise just doing it as an entrepreneur consultant. I would say stick with this company while you look for that other company. Remember, you're going to be looking for a company run by a really hotshot, savvy female. That's the one where you're going to do the best work. If you find her, I think that's where you're going to be happiest.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with my manager. For some reason, she doesn't seem to like me. But I've been getting a lot of compliments on my work from my stakeholders. So it's really
remember,
weird.
Sneaking around, lying, taking advantage. She's probably the one that I saw first.
Yeah.
Like I say, as long as your people are saying how good you are, she's going to get blown out of the water. Her words are not going to be able to stick.
Is there any, are you picking up why she dislikes me? What's happened?
What Spirit is showing me are two concrete blocks rubbing together. Each one of them is strong, can stand on their own, but there isn't quite room for both of them to be in, set into the wall.
Hmm.
It's just there isn't enough room for both of you to shine is how she feels.
Huh.
Has to be the one that everybody says is the best in the world, and you're pulling some of the attention. It, you know, nobody else sees that because you're good, she's bad. But she has what I call a balloon ego. Think about a balloon. The bigger it is, the thinner the skin, and the easier it is to pop. Got it?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what you're dealing with. That makes sense?
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, Laura, thank you for calling in tonight, hon.
Thanks, Dan. Have a good night.
All right.
You too, Dan.
Have a beautiful evening.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, our next caller is Melissa. Melissa, you're live on the air with Corby.
Hello?
Melissa,
hello,
can you hear me?
Nothing
Melissa?
On the
show, babe. Oh, okay. I'm confused. Did you hear Melissa Corby?
Not a thing.
Not a thing. Melissa, we'll try to come back to you if you can hear me. Not sure where you're at. Okay. We're going to go to... I have two callers on.
Hello?
Oh, okay,
oh,
there you are.
Got a hello.
Okay. That's okay, sorry.
That's all right.
Okay, so who do we have?
Melissa.
All right, Melissa, where are you calling from?
Albany, New York.
Hello, neighbor.
Hi.
I'm out in Schoharie County, so you're real close.
Okay, real close.
Yeah, what can I do for you?
I have a question about a job interview I had last week. It seemed to go pretty well, but I haven't heard yet.
Okay.
I'm wondering if I'm going to get that job.
All right, let's see. So I'll pull a card for you, a card for the people who interviewed you, a card for the other people they interviewed. What they liked about you, what they're not sure about, and what the probable outcome is. Okay?
Okay.
You seemed bright, you seemed eager, you seemed like you were really ready to get in there and rock and roll. The person who interviewed you is always thinking about money in the bottom line for the company. Okay? The other people that they interviewed, frankly, don't look very promising. What they liked about you is you seemed steady on your feet for all your creativity, you weren't flighty. What they weren't sure about is how is the money. Everything here is money, money, money with these guys. Probable outcome, their justice card. They're weighing things. Now, let me ask you this. Are you going to be asked to sign any kind of a non-compete contract or anything like that?
I don't know. I don't think so. They didn't mention anything. It's a position, a payroll position.
Okay, then no. Then you wouldn't. It's not like you're doing sales or something like that.
No.
All right. Like I say, they're weighing the options. I think that you're going to hear, I'm hearing 10-12, so sometime in the next 10 days.
Okay.
And probably the news will be good.
Okay.
Just sit tight.
Okay, thank you.
Good luck, neighbor.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay, have a good night, Melissa. God bless.
I love hearing where all these people are calling from.
Isn't that
that's
nice?
One of the best parts about what we do is it's not just people, it's everybody.
Well, I have some people. I have two people on the next line that are from my area code. I have Amber and Robin, and Amber wanted to speak with you first. Amber, you're live on the air. Say hello to Corby.
Hi.
Hey, Amber, where are you from?
Syracuse, New York.
Ah, just a bit to the west. All right, Nadia, what can I do for you?
I was wondering, I wanted to know if you could tell me, like, I'm worried about my kids.
Mothers may fire on their children any way they like. That's my rule. So, sure. What are we looking at?
I'm pregnant right now, and I want to make sure they're going to be healthy.
Are we twins?
Huh?
You said they're going to be healthy. Are you having twins?
No, just one. I have more than one kid. I just want to make sure.
All right, so let's look at the first kid. When is the first kid due, the one that you're carrying now?
At the end of August.
Okay. Nine of Wands, been there, done that, sold the franchise. There should be no problem. It's going to be a perfectly normal delivery. I wouldn't worry about a thing. Okay. Now,
yep.
You have other kids I can hear?
Yes.
All right. Who are we asking about first? First name and age?
My son Dakota, he's 7.
Okay. If you got any special concerns about your children, tell me too. Dakota, patience, truth, and a different way of looking at things. The first thing that I'm going to tell you is never lie to Dakota. Dakota's the kind of kid that will know. Whether it's he has a logical mind or just the gut for it, he will know when you're lying to him. The card of Temperance says someone who is somewhat artistic, who puts things together in a different way, probably more right-brained than left-brained. The Seven of Pentacles, that is either patient or slow. So if you're worried about him being slow, that I think he's going to grow out of. But I think more it's patient. He thinks. He thinks about things, but may not at 7 have the vocabulary to tell you about what he's thinking.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything in particular you're worried about, or you just want to know about your kid?
It was his learning with him.
Okay, that may be the slow thing that I saw.
Yeah.
But it get better. Okay.
And
also, the Temperance card that said do things a little different, check and see if finding a different way for him to learn something, take a different angle, helps him figure it out. That might make a difference.
Okay.
Next child.
Evelyn, she's 1.
Well, Evelyn, the blob. They're blobs until they're 2. Let's
mm-hmm.
see. That's Evie. This is someone who is, did you see the movie Up?
Yeah.
Remember Doug, the dog who had the attention span of a flea? She's going to
yeah.
be a little bit like that in that she's going to want to go and see and go and see and go and see. The middle, Judgment Day. There's going to be something very different about this child. She may be an indigo or a crystal. Do you know what I mean by that?
No, ma'am.
All right. Indigo and crystal children are kind of the next evolution of who we are. They're not better. They're just different. It's like an upgrade to an application or a computer program. As she gets older, she is, whereas we are logical, A to B to C to D, she's going to be more A to Z to Green to Paris. She will hate waiting in line. She will hate having anything to do with rules she doesn't understand. She'll have lots of invisible friends to talk to. Don't let it weird you out.
Okay.
The last card is the Hanged Man. She's just going to see the world from a completely different perspective. That's okay. Everybody in my family is left brain, and they were medical. Dad was a cardiologist. My brother is ped pulmonology. My mother was a nurse. I was the one who wanted to do an acting, fainted at blood, and talked to dead people. So I'm the weird one in my family, but I'm a perfectly normal person out in the world. So I think you shouldn't worry about your one-year-old, but she's not going to be lockstep with everybody else.
She's like that right now.
There you go. You had warning.
Is there any way that you can, like, sense what this baby is?
You mean what flavor, ink, pink, or blue?
Yep.
Well, it's tough when I don't have you, you know, in front of me with your information. But let me see what I can get. I'm thinking maybe blue booties. I'm thinking maybe. All right, because I said pink or blue, put my hands out, and the energy, the guides pushed the blue ink side. So I'm thinking it's a boy.
Okay, that would be awesome.
Yep. Yep, so
thanks.
So you would have, what, a little girl sandwich between two brothers?
Yep.
God help the boys. I'm glad you called. All the best. May the delivery be easy and the child healthy.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, darling.
Oh, Amber, thank you for calling. You can put Robin on the line.
You're welcome. Hello.
Robin?
Hi, Robin.
Yes.
Say hello to Christy.
Hi.
Hi, Robin. What can I do for you?
I'd just like to know if you can tell me who's around me.
Okay, that's mediumship. And as I said at the very, very beginning, I don't do mediumship on the air because I don't fish. I look for specific people, and whatever comes out of my mouth may be very private and very personal, and you don't want the world hearing it. However, you're in Syracuse, is that right?
Tell me whatever you can tell me about me, then.
Okay.
Is my life going to get any better?
See what I can pull for you.
Okay, thanks, hon.
All right, I've got five cards that came out. The Prince of Swords tells me, yes, you are very much under a great deal of stress now. I called the Page of Swords the archetypal Italian guy card. Jealous, possessive, wants what it wants. It doesn't care whose blood's on the sword. However, next to you is the Prince of Cups, which means someone who cares about you and who has not been around you for at least 3 years is going to come back in and relieve some of that pressure. The third card says Eight of Wands. That is word of mouth. That usually means some good news coming to you from someone you know, but it's also a card that says things are going to start to ramp up a little bit faster than you think. Let's say that you were looking to sell your house and move into a new one, and you were going to have the closing in May. You might get a call tomorrow, and they say, we need the closing in April. So things move very fast.
That sounds good to me.
Pardon?
That sounds good to me.
Okay. The fourth card is the King of Cups. Whoever is the most important man in your life, whether it's a husband, a father, a brother, a son, a grandchild, that's the one who's going to be lifting your spirits for the rest of the year. And the final card is the Strength card. And the Strength card is a card that gives you some instruction. When other people tell you what you can't do, when other people open their yap and basically stick their foot in it where it doesn't belong, I want to give you two magic phrases. Thank you for sharing. You may think that if you wish. You're not agreeing with them. You're not doing anything. You're acknowledging they have their right to open their mouth, but you do not have to listen to what they say. Because I think way too many people try to tell you what to do, and you're not quite sure how to tell them to bug off. You've got to learn that, girl.
Thank you.
You are more than welcome.
I appreciate what you've told me, and you have a wonderful day.
Take care.
Yep, you too now.
God bless, Rob. Have a good night.
You too, Dave.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. All right, the other callers I haven't spoken to, so I'm going to identify you by area code. I have area code 631, and you're live. What is your name, please?
Hi, my name is Sandra, and I'm calling from Huntington, New York.
Oh, you're
Hi,
Long
Sandra.
Island.
Yeah.
Hi.
What
can I do for you, my dear?
I have a question about work as well. I'm trying to get back out there in my career. I'm switching it up a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had that many interviews, to be quite frank. I've had some. I've turned down a couple of jobs because of they just didn't seem like the right place. And I kind of want to know what's coming up.
All right. What is it that you do?
International sales.
Oh.
Right. Logistics.
And you're on Long Island. First of all, the first thing I'm hearing is where? Jersey.
Oh.
New York. No, upstairs is saying ask where. So I'm looking at Jersey. I'm looking at New York. I'm looking at Connecticut because I think that's everywhere you could commute to, correct?
Yeah, I've commuted to Jersey. It's a hell of a ride. I can go to Manhattan. But I certainly wouldn't. My last company was actually based in Jersey, and before they opened up a branch out here for me, I was going there probably twice a week, and it was hell.
I know. Well, both in Connecticut. Connecticut is the Three of Swords, which is heartbreak.
But I'm actually not
Jersey
looking
is the
for sales.
It's a good place to go. If you go into New York, Princess of Pentacles in this case says there is a smaller firm who is just starting to open up, and you could get it on the ground floor, but judging by your voice, you're not 26, so I'm not sure if that's where you want to go. I really do apologize. I know Jersey is hell, but the Star card is the card of great good fortune. The Star card is the card of God has your back. So I think you're going to have to look in Jersey. And I'm going to assume that you've got a house or something in Huntington and moving is not really an option.
No, it really isn't. And actually, I'm moving out of sales. I was a director, and I'm moving out of that. And I'm really looking for something that's, you know, definitely below my talent, which is fine. And I'm looking to, like, restart again into either productions or purchasing, looking on the other side of the coin.
Production or purchasing or something else. That's going to be a tough sell, especially if you've been in sales for more than 15 years. Just know that. Production, no. The next one was purchasing.
Yeah.
Lover's part. That's a possible. That's a choice. But when you go to purchasing, probably one of the things people are going to say are, why are you leaving sales? Are you willing to make less? Because these days, people are always suspicious of someone who is willing to make less.
We are so why is that?
Because in this country, it's more, more greed, greed. And anybody who's willing to make less, what's wrong with them? Is it a right way to think? No. Is it typical? Yes. Other Princess of Pentacles, there might be something else out there completely out of even the industry that you're used to looking in. So,
well, I kind of was looking at defense because they do have a lot of, like, logistic coordinators, and I was doing that when I first started in the industry.
Do you have all of the certifications they're going to ask for, and are you up to date on all of the computer programs they're going to want?
Computer programs, yes. Certifications, no.
All right. So the next question, can you get a job without the certifications, or you need them first?
I think you probably can.
All right,
you
I
really...
asked the cards. I'm sorry. If you were with me,
oh, I'm sorry.
If anyone has a reading with me, they always know. If I'm not looking at you when I'm asking the question, I'm usually asking the cards.
Okay,
and
I
what
apologize.
What the cards say is the Ten of Wands, they're going to make you get the certifications while you're doing it, and that might be a bit of a burden. If you walk in with the certifications, the money is going to be better.
Okay.
Okay. So can you get the job? Yes, but you're going to have the extra job of they're going to want those certifications done the first year, however many there are.
All righty. All right. Well, then it sounds like something's coming.
Something's coming, but it's probably, whatever it is probably going to be in Jersey, for which I profoundly apologize, but the cards were pretty emphatic.
Okay, Jersey.
Sorry, Dawn.
Thank
Good
you.
Luck.
God bless.
God bless, Sandra. Best wishes to you, hon. Okay, we have a caller from area code 253, and I'll let you know when you're live on the air, trying to bring you live. There you are. What's your name, please?
Hi, my name's Holly.
Hey, Holly, where are you
Holly,
going
Holly, is it?
Yeah,
hi
Holly.
There.
Hi there. Seattle.
Seattle.
Yeah.
Out in SeaTac. Raven country. All right.
Yeah.
Talk to me, my girl. What are we doing for you?
Well, it's job related. It's not about looking for a job. But, I'm an apartment manager, and somebody's stealing checks out of my rent drop box, and I'm just wondering, am I going to catch them, get them arrested? You know what
All
I
right.
mean?
So, are you concerned it's somebody working for you or a tenant, or you don't know?
I'm thinking tenant or somebody I know.
All right. Tenant, somebody you know. It's interesting. But if it's checks that are being cashed, it's probably a tenant because that's the Ace of Pentacles. But if it's stuff is being stolen other than the checks or they're not immediately getting cashed, it might be someone you know because the card is the Moon card, which means something happening beneath the surface that needs to be uncovered fast or all hell breaks loose. Now, if you want to just give me initials, I don't want names,
yeah.
not on the air, of who you think it might be, I will pull cards. It is up to you.
Initials, yeah. G-G-R.
Wait, G is in green, D is in door.
No,
R
G is in
radio.
Green. G is in green, G is in green, R is in radio.
Okay.
Oh, wait,
anybody else?
Reverse it. But, yeah, that's him. Let me see. Let me look his name. Sorry, I don't know his name by heart. I have to look in the file right here.
Just call him Dude. Dude. All right. So G1, G2, R, dude. At, I think it's dude. Because the moon card, after I shuffled and spread them out and pulled them, dude is the moon card. So I would have a little bit of a come-to-Jesus meeting with this guy. See, the one thing I'm going to tell you is don't just slap him down and throw him to the police. Find out why, if you can. All right? If you can't find out, and, you know, one of the things you might want, simple thing, talk to law enforcement. Can you get a camera out there, you know, like a baby monitor or something like that? If you do, will you find out who it is? Yeah, I think you will.
Yeah, well, we put a stop to checks going in the box anymore, so I don't, he can't really steal anything out of the box anymore.
Okay. But I would still...
But he will be caught?
I believe so. Let me see. Oh, yeah, he will. And he will have to, he, she, whoever it is, will have to pay for what was done. Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Good luck. I know that's a tough one to handle.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Okay, Holly. Have a good night.
You too.
Thank you so much. Okay. Our next caller is from area code. Whoops.
area code. Whoops. I didn't know we had one of those.
I know. 609. The board is switching around on me here. Let's see. Can you hear me? I'll let you know when you're live, area code 609. It's taking a moment.
Hi.
There you are. What's your name, please?
Hi, my name is Jennifer.
Hi,
Jennifer.
How are you?
You're probably calling from somewhere southern or central Jersey?
Yes, I am.
Yep, I know the code. What can we do for you?
I just like to see what the cards have to say for what's going on in my life.
Okay. Pull a card on relationships. Pull a card on work. Pull a card on health. Pull a card on family. Pull a card on spirit. How's that?
That's
relationship. Five of Wands. Now, that can mean a lot of brainstorming. It can mean arguing. But in this particular deck, which is the only one I use, it's the Tarot Illuminati by Eric Dunn. It's not the typical guys with clubs. It's beautiful swirling costumes and dancing wands. So what I would say is the relationship needs a lot more talking and thinking. How can we make this work? How can things change? And remember, relationships are not always boyfriends or husbands. They're anything that goes human heart to human heart. So look and see where the relationship is most stumbly-bumbly in your life right now, and start discussing it with a person. Lay everything out on the table.
Okay.
Next one, I think this was work.
Okay.
Four of Cups. Now, the Four of Cups has a very depressed-looking guy staring at empty cups on the ground while there's this gorgeous golden cup being held out to him by a hand in the air. So what that tells me is, if there's any way that you're not happy at work, there is something there that could change that. Don't spend time looking at what you don't like. Start looking around for how can I make things work. Because the answer is already there.
Okay.
Great. Let's see. Stress card. I don't know what they're doing to you at work, but baby, you got to ramp down the stress. How good are you at saying no to people when they ask you to do too much?
Yeah.
Is that
story of my
life? No, I'm not good.
Yeah.
Okay. Financially, Six of Pentacles, you do have to learn to say no, because I think that people may know you for a bit of a soft touch, and if you have $10 and people want to borrow $13, you try to find the extra $3 instead of saying, I'm sorry, but I need to keep at least some of this back for myself. Got to learn to say no. No is a fabulous idea for you. Spiritually,
yes,
judgment day, honey. This year, if things keep booting you in the butt, you got to look and just put a stop to it and say, what is going on with me? Why am I having these difficulties? Give me your birthday, month and day. I want to see what year you're in.
7/26/52.
7/26. All right, so that's 7/13. All right. You're in a 6 year this year, And a 6 year is what I call the year of the soggy shoulder board. Everybody comes to you and goes, oh, my life is terrible. And you, hey, here, cry on my shoulder. Take a number. I've got a line. You have to learn not to try and be everybody's answer to everything. You just do, or you're going to burn out, baby.
Yeah.
So this is a year when you, you know, like even Lucy Van Pelt had hours when the doctor was in and the doctor was not in Peanuts. You got to have places and times when the doctor is not in. You have got to learn where you're allowed to help people and where it's hurting you more. That's your lesson for this year. Got me?
You got that right. Yes, I do. Thank
That's
you.
That's my job. Okay. Good luck. And remember, your new mantra, no, is a fabulous idea.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Jennifer, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good evening.
You too.
Thanks so much. I recognize this next phone number that's coming up. It's Regina. And I'm bringing you live. Regina, you're live on the air. Say hello to Corby.
Hi, David. Hi, Corby.
Hi
Regina.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
Albany, New York.
Another neighbor. Okay, neighbor. What can I do
for
you?
I am a neighbor.
Yep. I'm out in Schoharie on I-88. I'm about 45 minutes from you.
Okay. I love that neck of the woods. I haven't been out that way in a long time.
Yep,
well,
32,000 people and a bunch of cows and sheep. What's your question tonight?
You know, I seem to be at a very still point. A lot of things are changing. I'm a retired person. And, you know, I'm closing down on a lot of things I've been doing. I've been doing too much. And now, you know, my health seems to be wobbly at the moment because of some negative people, the politics and all this stuff that I have been involved in. And I'm thinking of making some changes. So I'm seeing if you could get a reading about direction.
Okay, the first thing... One of my Oracle decks said, me, we want to play. And it's a gorgeous deck called the Angels of Atlantis. And there are four particular angels that want to come out for you first. One for your physical well-being, your mental acuity, your emotional balance, and how to work with spirit. Okay?
Okay.
So the angel that wants to work with you physically is Metatron, and that's divine intelligence. What that tells me is, as far as your health goes, you probably have a better sense of your body and what's going on than you think. Start listening. Look, I would never say listen to yourself and don't see a doctor. All right? I've done the cancer dance 3 times. I love my doctors. They kept me alive. But at the same time, learning to know how my body feels, I can very often head things off the path. So what Metatron is saying is, as far as your physical being is, start taking notes, start noticing patterns. Doesn't mean panic. Don't read everything on the internet and say, oh, my God, I'm going to die. But if you start seeing these patterns, go to your doctor. Talk about it. Be a co-conspirator, not a patient. Do you see that difference?
Yep.
Okay. Mentally, Michael, transmutation. I think it's time for you to live what I call the examined life. Living the examined life means we look at absolutely everything that goes on with us, good or bad, and instead of being a whiny butt about it, it's not fair. It's, all right, how is this going to help me? What do I need to learn from this? Because that for one thing, that's going to stimulate your mind. It's going to expand things a little bit. And a lot of the niggling depression, anxiety, and pissiness, I have to use that word, will go away when you see how whatever you're stumbling on can help you in the long run. Emotional balance, that's Zadkiel, that's security. The only person who can give you security emotionally is you. Nobody makes you angry, nobody makes you upset. We choose to react to some way, to something in a certain way, and that's what happens. Okay? One of the very, very best books I want to recommend both to you and everybody else listening is by a guy named Barry Neal Kaufman, K-A-U-F-M-A-N. And it's called Happiness is a Choice.
Okay.
And it will tell you how to work with non-judgment, how to be in the present moment, how to let go of all the stupids that we all trip on.
And repeat that one
part,
more time. One more time, please.
Happiness,
repeat the title.
Happiness is a choice.
Yes, okay.
And spiritually, Raziel says dreams. And what that tells me is, do you keep a dream journal? It's time if you don't.
Okay.
Because you're going to start getting repetitive messages in dreams. We all have repeating dreams. Some of the classics are, oh, my God, I'm in school and I didn't study for the test, or we're walking in, you know, Grand Central Station and we're naked. I mean, these are typical psychological dreams. But there will be different ones that are specific to you that you're going to start getting in patterns. Write them down and see if you can connect with what they are trying to tell you, whether they're straight dreams or what we call allegorical dreams.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what Spirit wants to tell you at this point. When you're older, and I'm older, honey, I'm 61, I'm right with you. We don't.
I got you beat by a bit.
What?
I'm almost 70 now. Yeah.
So we're in the same decade.
Yep.
When we were younger, we always said, well, I'll do more tomorrow. You know, life was ahead of us. Now life is mostly behind us.
Yeah.
And we realize we don't have all that many days left.
Yeah.
So now is the time we really need to look at everything, pull together what we've done in our life and say, what's my key? What's my sentence of passion? What do I want to tell God I got to do while I was down here?
Okay.
That's where you need to put your energy.
Get my key. Okay.
Yep. Find your rallying cry.
Because
God loves good stories.
I'll try to make some more up. I got quite a few.
There you go. All the best to you.
Thank you so much, and to you, neighbor. Thank you.
Here.
Thank you,
it's
David.
Good to hear your voice, Regina. You
good
take good care, hon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Love you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Our last caller is area code 253. And I'm trying to bring them live. Okay, you're live. What is your name, please?
Holly from Seattle. You already talked to me. I'm just listening on my phone.
Oh, okay, Holly. Well, thank you for continuing to listen. That seems to be a wrap, Corby.
Okay, wonderful.
Is there anything else that you'd like?
I always like doing that.
Yes. Is there anything you'd like to say in closing?
Yeah. Number one, thank you, David. I have such a good time working with all of the people that have called in. And for that many people to call in, they have to trust that your show has decent people on there. So that's actually kudos to you. To everybody that I spoke to tonight, I want to stress, it really is an honor and a pleasure to be of service. There are some psychics and mediums out there where it's all about, you know, my wiki-woo don't stink. But when you're looking for a good one, look for the intuitive without a lot of ego. Look for the intuitive who knows they are in service, and the one who does the amazing breakthroughs, that's you. You're the one who listens to us. You're the one who takes what we tell you and makes it work. So make sure that when you go to an intuitive, they realize that it's a gift that you come to them, that this is a joint operation, the two of you together, and always make sure that you are comfortable with what they're telling you. Never feel railroaded. Never let anybody tell you, oh, well, this is going to take several sessions, so you have to now see me every week. That's forget it. If anybody listening goes to my website, corbymitlide.com, you'll see a link for my ebook. It's called Psychic Answers, and that'll also sign you up for my newsletter. When you sign up, you'll get my ebook, which will tell you how to tell a good psychic from a bad one and how to prep for a great session. You will also see that there are discount coupons for readings with me. Use them. And I will look forward to coming back and seeing you again, David, because I had a blast.
Beautiful. Well, I wondered if I could ask you a question before we close.
Are you on the air, David? Well, if you're courageous, go ahead.
I am. What I wondered is, I'm currently working on a book with a professional editor. It's called The Adventures of Sister Mary Olga, or Sister Mary Olga's Adventures. And I'm wondering if you see success for that book.
Okay. Do you know how you're publishing it first?
I'm looking for a top-notch agent. I'm not going to settle for less.
Okay. Let's see. Well, honey, I think it's there because you got three cards. You got the Emperor card, which is the man who knows his stuff. The middle card is the Nine of Cups, which is wishes fulfilled. And the last card is the King of Pentacles, which is the King of Money. What else do you think?
Oh, that sounds great to me. Do you see any timeline attached to it? Of course, it's not in the pipeline. Not actually in the pipeline yet, but I'm just curious.
All right. Well, you know that how to put together a book proposal and blah-de-whoop. I don't have to go through that with you. So I'm going to say at the number of months. All right. Let me just ask you this: when do you think you can get a book proposal together, and we'll check from there?
Within a month.
Okay.
It's in the final stages of editing.
Okay. Let's see where we go. April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. There's a possibility next month, but it would be through a much smaller house than I think you want.
Mm-hmm.
July, the Three of Pentacles talks about a long-established group. So I would say during the summer, you're probably going to get the serious nibbles for a good agent.
Sounds good. Well, I thank you for that.
My pleasure.
And if you don't mind, I'm going to give you a call as soon as we get off the air to set up our next show date.
Sounds good to me. I would be happy to do that.
All right. Beautiful. Well, thank you again. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show. And thank you to all the callers. And just to let you know, tomorrow night, Athena Starr, Visionary Mystic, is going to be on the air. And for those of you who are interested in the spiritually gifted, I have Maxine Mayer on the air on March 25th. I have Danyon on the air on April 1st. Past Life Records Reader, Mary Lou McIntyre, on April 8th. World Class Psychic Mary Blake on April 14th. And Leo Bonomo from England, who's a psychic medium, is going to be on April 17th. So I have a lot of exciting shows coming up. I hope you'll tune in. And you can always check out future guests at blogtalkradio.com/author David Clark. So once again, we come to a close. Now we can pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience if we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. God bless everyone.